Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and this is episode 211. And it's the last episode for 2018, if you're listening to this in real time. Of course, you may be scrolling back through more than 211 episodes and be placed sometime way into the future from now and just scrolling back, listening to many episodes, as people do. The Dream Show has been going for 9 years. We'll celebrate our 10th year next year. So lots of Dream Shows to listen to. In fact, most of our episodes, we feature a guest having a dream interpreted, and other times we feature me talking about various aspects of dreams. And today, this episode, episode 211, is one of those. I thought with only 2-3 weeks till Christmas and the end of the year that we might explore the topic of a deeper engagement. You know, you've been listening to The Dream Show, maybe looking at your dreams and maybe understanding your dreams for some time, or you may be completely brand new to all of this and be wondering what it's all about. But of course, there's no time like the prospect of a new year, a new season, a new cycle, whatever it is, to make us think, new intentions for a new year, new ways of being. And I'm encouraging you to, whatever stage of your journey you're at with your dreams, to contemplate maybe being ready to connect more deeply with your dreams, to have a deeper engagement, not only with your dreams, of course, but basically having a deeper engagement with your dreams means having a deeper engagement with yourself and a deeper engagement with this life that you're involved in. We're going to do this through a number of blogs that I've written in the past. We're weaving them together along this theme of a deeper engagement. A couple of blogs are talking about dreams that I've had or how to approach your own dreams on a deeper level and on a more deeply engaging level. And then a couple of blogs which are, you know, really practical details about how to do this on another level. So let's just plunge in, go deep. And the first one is a blog that I wrote in August 2018, only a few months ago, on janeteresa.com. So I should say at this point that if you haven't been to any of my websites for a long time, they're always changing. Go to janeteresa.com. That's Jane Teresa without an H. From there, you can easily get to my online learning platform where you can do courses, watching video-led courses on how to interpret your dreams, how to become a dream therapist, lots of other stuff. The direct link to that website is actually dream-academy-online.com, but you can easily get there from janeteresa.com. If you're not on the mailing list, if you haven't signed up to receive either the Dream Academy news or Dream Site news, you might like to do that at either one of those websites and keep in touch with what's going on in general. And of course, if you want to talk to me privately, have a consultation about your dream or engage in many different ways, go to the websites to find out the details and or find me on Facebook or Instagram. But now on with the Numinous Dreams, which I wrote in August 2018. So if after listening to this, you think, oh, I'd quite like to do a slower read of this, go to janeteresa.com, go to the blog, go to August 2018, and you'll find this one. Have you ever had a dream where you met the divine or touched upon a sense of life's deepest spiritual mystery or were filled with indescribable awe? A numinous dream is one that arouses spiritual or religious emotions, inspires deep awe, or carries a sense of the sacred or mysterious. You might wake from a numinous dream feeling deeply moved, perhaps inspired to be in the world in a different way, yet unable to communicate the enormity of your experience. The rational brain has a go at finding words, but no matter how poetic, the end result doesn't seem to convey the intensity or meaningfulness you felt in your dream. Here's a simple example of a dream that I once had. I walked through an archway and found myself standing on a cobbled street. Two lines of people were walking toward two different ancient English churches. I could see the entrances to both churches. They weren't cathedrals, but I knew each held the mysteries of the ages. I began to walk toward one of the churches, intensely aware of the ground beneath my feet, as if I were on a predestined pilgrimage, a sense of awe and anticipation rising through my body, welling out as tears down my cheeks, not tears of grief, but tears of at long last reconnection. The way I have expressed the dream makes an overview interpretation easy. This was a dream of reconnection. On one level, I was reconnecting to the earth, the ground, my physical body, after a long period of intense, brain-focused work. On another level, I was reconnecting with my homeland, the ancient roots of my English heritage, roots that ran much deeper than I had understood or acknowledged. On another level, I was reconnecting with the spiritual mysteries of the ages, a cyclical pilgrimage I undertake from time to time to refresh and nourish my spirit. On another level, I was revisiting childhood years of going to church and singing hymns at school assembly and the grace these communal activities gifted. All these levels are intertwined, concurrent reflections of the state of my being at the time of the dream. Each has a numinous element, some more intensely so than others. And while my expression of the dream makes a basic interpretation easy, I feel I have not communicated the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual sensations my dream experience imparted. I cannot take you there. It's a classic numinous dream and a classic sacred experience. A numinous dream does not necessarily involve a divine figure or religious symbol. I have had numinous dreams of meeting amazing animals that exude a sense of deep sacred meaningfulness, or found myself looking across magnificent, awe-inspiring landscapes that move me to the core with wordless wisdom. Perhaps my examples have brought to mind your own numinous dreams. It's easy to dismiss other people's dreams, especially when they seem ho-hum. I dreamed I went through an archway onto a cobbled street and saw two churches. People were lining up to go into the churches. I joined one of the lines. It was an amazing dream. Ho-hum. When a client excitedly books a session with me and the dream seems surprisingly short and mundane, I know there's digging to do. If the client tells me it was an amazing dream, it's my job to find that amazement and meet her there. Only from that point can we explore the potency of the dream to enlighten her path. The numinous element of a dream, whether it appears in the shape of a divine or religious figure, a magical person, an awesome animal, a shimmering object, or a breathtaking situation, is, at heart, deep emotional resonance. The dream reflects a deep emotion that has, perhaps, yet to reach consciousness in a form that makes wrapping it in words possible. Catching these deep emotions before they surface helps set the groundwork and prepare the dreamer for changes already set in motion. For example, in my dream, I felt I was on a predestined pilgrimage. Partly this was because there was a cyclical element to my journey, and partly because what was rumbling deeply in my emotional unconscious was irretrievably set in motion to burst into the scene of my waking life experience. It was coming to light. Enlightenment was on its way. Numinous dreams are all about the self and the various stages of enlightenment we encounter as we grow through life. They are about our deep inner divinity or appreciation of the divine, our felt sense of mystery and awe, and our reconnection to lost sacred elements of our being. So that was Numinous Dreams, and I'd like to link from there on the theme of a deeper engagement to look at your non-numinous dreams, your other maybe everyday or maybe extraordinary dreams, but not ones that you would call numinous, and actually look at how to get more engagement out of them, how to dig a bit deeper into your feelings. So this is from a blog that I wrote in September 2018, also for janetheresa.com, called How Did You Feel in Your Dream? One of the first questions I ask when a client finishes telling me a dream is, how did you feel in the dream? People usually mention the big emotions they encounter in a dream, you know, fear, anger, sadness, but otherwise focus on telling the dream story. If you keep a dream journal and you haven't studied dream interpretation methods with me, look back through several dreams to see how often you mentioned your feelings. You may have included them in the dramatic highlights or lowlights, but did you cover them in the other stages of your dream report? The emotions we feel during a dream are an important key to interpretation and healing, since much of our dreaming is concerned with processing our conscious and unconscious emotions. If you can get in touch with how you felt at various stages in a dream, you effectively get in touch with emotional issues that may need your waking life attention. And when you explore the rest of your dream, you gather clues about why these issues are affecting you and how to resolve them. Now, it's not about how you feel looking back on your dream once you're awake. It's about how you felt while you were in the dream. Let's say you dreamed of murdering someone. It's a common dream theme. Waking from your dream, you might feel horrified or nauseous. But if you run through your dream, you may discover you felt vindicated at the time. Another person with a similar dream might have felt satisfied. Another might have felt complete. Others might have felt released, hopeful, or free. Then again, others might have felt guilt, remorse, or even horror while they were in the dream. These are only some of the emotions and feelings I have heard people report about a murder dream. In overview, these dreams usually reflect things that are coming to an end in your life, the murdered person symbolizing what is ending or potentially ending, and how you felt about this in the dream, reflecting either your conscious or unconscious feelings about this. Things that end or potentially end might be an attitude or approach to life, a problem, a phase of life, a responsibility, a business, a way of being, an issue. The list is endless. Life lived well is a series of endings and beginnings, cycles of symbolic death and birth, or death and rebirth. Your murder dream may be processing readiness for a timely ending, such as putting an end to an attitude that has kept you stuck, or it may be reflecting a premature ending, perhaps leaving a study course due to self-doubt, rather than discovering the confidence and inner resources that would help you finish the course as well as grow personally and spiritually. When you know how to explore and interpret the details of your dream, you are then able to relate it to waking life, identify the issue, make healthy decisions, and resolve any conflicts. Where deep unconscious conditioning is found to be making things difficult for you, you can apply dream alchemy to reprogram those unconscious limiting beliefs or to integrate and heal emotional wounds that are holding you back. Now add your feelings during the dream back into your interpretation. If you felt vindicated after the dream murder, where in your life now are you feeling vindicated about putting an end to something or to the possibility of putting an end to something? Or what do you imagine you would feel vindicated about ending, even though you intend to keep the thing, issue, or situation going? How does looking at the situation from the viewpoint of vindication change how you feel about it? What insight does it give you about yourself? Now take that last paragraph and substitute the emotion you felt in your murder dream and see where the questioning leads you. Now let's leave the example of murder dreams for now. These techniques work for all dreams. Go back through a dream and ask yourself at each stage, how did I feel in the dream? Look at your dream through the lens of emotion and feeling. If you do my How to Interpret Your Dream step-by-step course at the Dream Academy, you'll learn a series of interlinked interpretation methods, one of which takes you through how to understand a dream by highlighting your feelings. And this that I'm sharing with you today is an introduction to that method. Now think back to the Numinous Dreams blog that I just shared with you. Numinous dreams can be very hard to describe because they touch emotions and feelings that are too deep to express in words. In my first rendition of my numinous dream, I tried to use words to express the feelings I had in the dream. In the second rendition, I gave the storyline alone, without effort at emotive description. The two renditions of the same dream illustrate the importance of reporting dream emotions the best you can, even if it takes time and effort. The results pay off brilliantly. So moving now from dreams that you've had to actually going into some more practical details, to work deeply with your dreams, you do not only need to remember them, but also ideally to remember plenty of rich details. So let's move on how to explore this. And let's do this through a blog that I wrote for the Dream Academy, because I do have two different blog lines going. I have the blogs that I write for janetheresa.com, which are obviously on that site. And I also have a blog role going at the Dream Academy. That's dream-academy-online.com, a different set of blogs and a slightly different, I take a slightly different angle on the two websites. So if you've only been following one blog, be aware that there are two blog roles, one on each website. So this one, How to Remember More Dreams, I wrote for the Dream Academy blog role in October 2018. So again, if you listen to this and you think, I'd actually like to go back through and read this and take notes, go to dream-academy-online.com and go to the blog role to October 2018, How to Remember More Dreams. How to Remember More Dreams. You know the value of working with your dreams, the insight, clarity, and healing they offer, but too many mornings slip by with no dream recall. What can you do to remember more dreams or to remember more details? When you're able to remember four or five dreams a night, you'll notice that a single night's dreams often have a similar theme. They might all feature trying to get somewhere with varying degrees of success or failure, or they might all involve finding different ways to feed unexpected guests, or they might all be based by the sea. Your dreams are wrangling the same issue or challenge, and in an ideal world, you wake up with the problem solved. In reality, that dream wrangling of the same issue can go on for days, weeks, years, even a lifetime with no real solution emerging at sunrise. When you know how to look into these dreams and into your unconscious mind, you get to see your inner conflicts that are keeping you stuck or resisting change. Looking at each of the four or five dreams from one night can help by giving you different angles on how your dreaming mind tries to resolve the issue and the varying results. The more dreams you can remember, the more information you can gather and use to identify your blocks and break through them. On the flip side, There will also be inspirational dreams and dreams offering deeply healing content that would make a huge difference to your life if you could remember them. But it's not just the number of dreams that is important. It's the quality of your dream recall. How can you remember more dream detail? And what can you do to entice more detail into your dreams? It's the small details that can really drive an interpretation home. There's great value in getting an overview insight into a dream by looking at its theme, but it's when you explore the details that the truth hits home, and you get that quiver of excitement as you realize the deeper meaning of your dream. These are also the details you need to fully understand how and why your unconscious mind is powerfully influencing your life. It's these details that you can use so effectively in dream alchemy to reprogram your unconscious mind or rewire your brain for positive change in your life. Which is more important, remembering more dreams or remembering more dream details? My vote is for more dream details, but in your quest to achieve this, you'll probably also remember more dreams, so it's a win-win either way. Here are some tips, firstly, to remember more dreams. Number one, read about dreams and how they can help you. Build a positive picture about dreams and dreaming. Honor dreams and the dreaming process. Read more of my blogs or listen to more podcasts on The Dream Show to get a good feeling for how your dreams can help you. This process of honoring dreams helps overcome any negative programming about dreams. When you believe in the importance of dreams at all levels, you are more likely to remember them. Tip 2. If you have suffered nightmares in the past and become very wary of remembering dreams in case they're scary, reassure yourself that nightmares are not what they seem. That you are at all times tucked safely in bed, and that your nightmares and frightening dreams are the most powerful and rewarding dreams to work with. Your life will change in wonderful ways. Have courage. Tip 3. Buy an exercise book to make into your dedicated dream journal. Keep it beside your bed with a beautiful pen, and expect to write your dreams in it. If you wake up with no dream recall, write instead about how you felt when you woke up. This builds the habit of writing in your dream journal every morning before you get up, and very soon you'll find yourself writing down your dreams. Tip 4. If you can't sleep in until you wake up naturally, set 2 alarms. The second alarm is for when you need to get out of bed. Set the first alarm for 15 minutes earlier, and when it sounds, move into the position you think you sleep in, and gently, with no anxiety or expectation, invite something, just a little something to begin with, from a dream to pop into your mind. When your body and muscles are in the same position as when you sleep and dream, you're more in touch with sensations and feelings from your dreams. Tip 5. Allow time to drift between waking and getting out of bed. Think of this as your dream twilight zone, not for more dreaming, but for lingering long enough to remember your dreams. Tip 6. To not look at any screens or start thinking about your day until you've allowed time for dream recall. The moment you engage in waking life, and especially screens, it's too late. Tip 7. If you're really keen, drink lots of water before you go to sleep. You'll need to wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and since we are at our most wakeful just after a dream, your bladder is most likely to wake you within moments of finishing a dream. If you can, take a couple of minutes before getting out of bed to allow your dream to come back to you. If your bladder is a more pressing concern, invite your dream to come back to you as you walk to the bathroom or as soon as you feel more comfortable. Tip 8. Know that with every snippet of a dream that you remember, you're on the road to remembering more. The whole remembering your dreams thing falls into place very quickly once you get started. So that was tips on how to remember more dreams. Now come the tips on how to remember more dream details. Tip 1. While you're awake, as you go about your day, take time to notice details in your surroundings. Even if you just set aside 5 minutes here and there, perhaps when you stop for coffee or lunch, look around and notice at least one small detail for each of your senses. See a tiny detail. Listen to a small sound that you hadn't noticed. Touch an interesting texture. Smell a flower or the air. Close your eyes and focus on the taste of a small detail of your lunch. This attention to detail will tend to feed more details into your dreams, and you will find yourself remembering more dream details across a range of your senses. Tip 2. When you remember part of a dream, choose one symbol or feeling and allow yourself to explore it for more details. Then backtrack, looking and feeling for what happened just before the part you just remembered. Then track forward to see what happened just after the part you first remembered. Do this at leisure while you lie in bed, just after waking up, just letting it flow, not worrying or concerning yourself if nothing comes. The more you relax, the more the details will flow. Practice, 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 and you'll soon be remembering plenty of richly detailed dreams. So, as I said at the introduction to this podcast episode, we're only a few weeks away from the new year, if you're listening to this in real time. So how about making a deeper commitment to exploring your dreams? Not only beginning with everything that we've just been through there, expanding to get in touch with the feelings within your dreams and maybe exploring numinous dreams and increasing, following the tips to increase the number of dreams you recall and the details of your dreams. But how about also making a deeper commitment to exploring your dreams by stepping up your journaling practice? As can be with a dream journal, it can be in other ways. So hang in there. We're going to explore this now and hoping that even if you are keeping an immaculate dream journal now, that you will be inspired by a little something coming up just to engage a little deeper. And this is from a blog that I also wrote for the Dream Academy blog roll in November 2018 called How to Record Your Dreams. In my dream last night, I was floating on the ceiling looking down on my body, my mother told me one morning while she was rushing about the kitchen organising breakfast. I was a young teenager, a prolific dreamer myself, and the mention of her dream captivated me. Although I talked a lot about my dreams as a child, I don't think anyone was really paying any attention. There was too much else going on. But I was very interested in hearing about Mum's dream because she rarely spoke about them. Looking back, the only other dream I remember her telling me was one where she was with some people in a big house, having a really happy time. And when she left, she glanced over her shoulder and saw the sign outside the building, the Madhouse. I have a very well-developed memory for other people's dreams, which is a good thing given my chosen profession. I mentioned Mum's floating on the ceiling dream to her many years later, and she was quite adamant that she'd never had a dream anything like it and that she would certainly have remembered if she did. A recent client excitedly reported that she told her daughter about the work she did with me on a dream. "You had a dream a bit like that last month," replied the daughter. It was a staggering dream, one that painted a vivid picture for the daughter, but my client had completely forgotten about it until her daughter mentioned it. Although I remember other people's dreams very well, I'm often very surprised when I find a dream of my own that I've written down but had forgotten or can't remember at all, even though it is written in my own handwriting. Time passes and the memory of some dreams fade, no matter how amazing they were. The same applies for waking life memories, of course. How often has someone reminded you of a key event, unusual circumstance, or highlight of a season that you had completely forgotten or still cannot recall? Earlier in this podcast, we were talking about how to remember more dreams and how to remember more dream details, but how can you remember your dreams over a longer term, and why might it be wise to do this? Is it important to record your dreams? Recording your dreams takes some effort, maybe a little, maybe a lot, depending on which approach you choose to take. Is the effort worthwhile? If you work on your dreams on the morning you awake, then perhaps you can keep the memory of the dream alive long enough to interpret it and gain insight. But even in just a few hours, details can slip away. It's best to record as much detail as you can on waking. More compellingly, there's great value in being able to look back over your dreams to see patterns over a period of time, to find dreams of similar themes, or to notice how far you've come in your dream work. There's value in searching through your dreams for similar symbols, and there's always new wisdom you can find in hindsight as you gain more practice and expertise in interpreting your dreams. The ideal way to record your dreams is either to handwrite them in a dream journal or type and save digital versions, but there are other ways if this just seems too time-consuming for you. So here are a number of ways that you can record your dreams. Firstly, keep a handwritten dream journal. Choose an exercise book, maybe add your artwork to the cover, or maybe buy an exquisite journal for the purpose. On the right-hand page, record your dreams, each with a date and a title. On the left-hand page, record notes about what was happening in your life and leave room to write a summary of your interpretation later. At the back of the book, create an index of dream titles, arranged by date, so that you can quickly look up a dream at any time. Then buy a second journal to record your notes about your dreams as you work through interpreting them. If you do my How to Interpret Your Dreams step-by-step course at the Dream Academy, you'll have access there to dream interpretation charts that you can print out for each dream and perhaps bind into a folder or book. When you've finished your interpretation, go back to your dream journal and write a summary of your interpretation opposite the dream. Here's another way to do it, keeping a digital dream journal. Organize digital versions following the same ideas that I've just given you for the handwritten dream journal. One advantage of keeping a digital journal is that it's easier to search through your records and find similar dreams and themes. A disadvantage is that it can seem less personal than a handwritten journal. Now, there are various dream apps and journaling apps that might appeal to you. Be wary, please, with dream apps, as many include a dream dictionary approach, which I do not endorse, or they may also include other means of interpreting your dreams that may be misleading or inaccurate. If you don't want to keep a dream journal through your handwriting or through typing, you can keep an audio dream journal. So this might appeal to you if you tend to wake up a lot during the night remembering dreams. It's easy to grab a recording device and press play. You might like to do this and then transfer the dreams to a handwritten dream journal later, or you might be happy to keep your whole dream record as audio files. It's quicker to record, but perhaps more time-consuming to listen back through. Or another alternative is to keep an art dream journal. And this would be very appealing to some of you, I know, especially if you're good at art, but you don't have to be. If you don't enjoy writing, take a similar approach to the handwritten journal, but instead of writing your dreams down, draw them. Now, this can range from a quick stick man type drawing to a more elaborate rendition in watercolour or pencil. You might find that one drawing encapsulates the whole dream. You know, every picture tells a story. Or you might do a series of pictures or adorn your single picture with keywords to jog your memory of the details. Or if you want another alternative, you might want to keep a one-sentence dream journal. Now, I know that immediately sounds very appealing, doesn't it? A one-sentence dream journal. This is what to do. This is an option for the truly time poor and not really one I seriously suggest, but it's better than not recording your dreams at all. Make your record either a handwritten or a digital one. If you go for handwritten, invest time and energy into creating a beautiful book. For each dream, write the date, a title for your dream, and just one sentence that encapsulates the dream for you. The idea is that when you look at the sentence, it will help you to recall the dream. And if it doesn't quite do this, those single sentences are an interesting avenue to begin to explore and cross-reference your dreams. And lastly, if none of those are really going to work for you, tell your dreams to your daughter, partner, or friend. Now choose your recipient wisely. Not everyone is interested in the small details of their loved one's dreams. Simply hearing yourself tell a dream helps to cement it into your short-term memory, perhaps long enough to be able to return to it later and interpret it. So given that, you could even tell your dream to an imaginary person sitting in the corner or to a teddy bear or to the toaster while you make your toast, you know, because the thing is not really relying on the other person's memory of your dream. The thing is you hearing yourself speak your dream out loud and that transferring to your short-term memory, which is better than no memory at all. The bottom line is that recording your dreams is a worthwhile investment in dramatically improving your life at all levels, as long as you take the next step and interpret them as well. So, that was quite a lot of listening, and we covered lots and lots of practical tips and ideas and encouragements there about how to engage more deeply with your dreams, particularly as we sit and the end of one year and the beginning of a new year. If you got an awful lot out of that, just imagine how much more you get by doing my courses at the Dream Academy at dream-academy-online.com, because what we've done there is just a little tiny weeny bit of everything that you can get if you study with me there. Studying with me there means accessing lots of videos that I've written, that I've had recorded, where I'm speaking to you about different methods of interpreting dreams or ways of being a dream therapist, PDFs to download, charts to download, things to do, exercises to do, ways of practicing. It's very engaging too, I'm told. So do explore that if you haven't been there. Maybe you're thinking, if you're listening to this in real time, of gifting yourself something for Christmas or for the new year, and that might be in the shape of one of the courses at the Dream Academy. So I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to be a guest on the Dream Show, having your dream interpreted for your greater insight and well-being, and to as a way of volunteering your dream and our explanation of it for other people to listen to and learn about the process of exploring their dreams themselves, then contact me to be a guest on the Dream Show by going to janetheresa.com, going to the menu to podcasts, and you'll see it in the drop-down box from there. If you're listening to this before the happy holidays season, enjoy the happy holidays, pay attention to your dreams, and our next episode, episode 212, there's a lovely symmetry, 212, is due out on the 4th of January 2019. Have a wonderful month, and I'll speak to you again then. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.